All right, so we're here with the mayor of Bryson, Elaine Gagnon. Elaine, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, not so bad. So, could you tell us a little bit about your background?
My background, personally, or past 8 years being mayor in Bryson?
Both.
Well, before that, I was for the Sûreté du Québec for 26 years. Did a few jobs there, from patrolman to investigator to court officer. Did some replacement for some, we call that responsible for the investigation department. So a good career. I'm proud of what we did, what I did back then.
And so how long have you been living in the municipality of Bryson there?
Since 1983.
And as far as your history in politics there, should you go over how you got involved in the first place?
Met some people that were, basically asking me if I would even think about running for the election back in 2013. And looking at the situation back then, I decided to go for it, basically.
And you've been mayor ever since there?
Yes.
Were you involved in any other community organizations or things of that nature prior to that?
Involved with the Bryson RE for a few years when my children were younger. Of course, well, I don't know if you remember, for a few years we had the Bryson Fest here in town, Bryson. So me and a few friends, convinced the Lions Club and the RE to join together and do one bigger event instead of having, separate event, having a big bang and raising more money. And that worked for 5-6 years, I guess.
And so for this election, what prompted you to run again for a third term there?
Well, there's a few files I'd like to see being finished, I guess I could say. We have one of our major issue is the, looking for the right wording in English. We have a main pipe, I would call it, from the river to our water treatment center. And the problem we have is that we have lots of sand in the river going through our system, and it's damaging the filtration plant. So we're looking at changing that pipe to put, they call it a decanter process, where it's a different cement squares, I guess I could describe it, where water sits there for a little while, so the sand has a chance to sink to the bottom before you switch water to the next reservoir, and same thing happens. So when the water reaches the water filtration plant, it's a lot cleaner, I could say, or less sediment in the water, which would make the life of the unit way longer.
And so looking back on your council's last 4 years, or I guess in your case, the last 8 years, what were some of the accomplishments or things that you guys did that you'd say you're the most proud of?
Well, what we did, is look over many of the aspects, of course, of the administration. To give you an example, for, I would say 20 years, they rented a backhoe every year, roughly $10,000 a year to rent the backhoe. So over 20 years, that's $200,000. So basically, we bought our own backhoe. Wasn't brand new, but a great shape. Great unit, and we paid $36,000 for it, so it paid itself. now we're saving, you know, basically $10,000 a year. I did the same thing with the street lights. We were paying $33,000 a year to Hydro-Québec to have the lights and, you know, shining in our streets. And we were able to buy those lights, for $25,000. And then we pay Hydro $6,000 a year for the Hydro itself. So that's a saving of $25,000. So now we can upgrade those lights as they burn. We go with those LED lights, which will cost, again, less in Hydro. You know, we've set up a recycling, you know, we bought a piece of land where we could put the recycling, and now we can handle tires, metal, oil and paint, and brush, so we didn't have that service before. And, you know, same thing with the ballpark. We changed the lights there. We have a new hockey rink that was in partnership with DRE itself. Bought a new pickup truck. Anyway, all the improvement we did in town without raising taxes. So that's, you know, we're pretty proud of this.
And so looking ahead, if you are elected, over the next 4 years, what are some things that you would like to prioritize for the municipality?
Well, of course, like I mentioned, the water intake from the river, which that it is a big project. Keep on going. We have a great community atmosphere in town. So keep on going on this issue. We started to reopen, if I could say, the beach we have in Bryson. So we have a project there again, building bathroom, change room, making the place more accessible. We'd like to put a walking path through town, so people would have a few kilometers to walk through the bush and, you know, nature. Could be ski in the winter. You know, different things like this. Like, there's always project popping up.
And if you were on somebody's doorstep here, trying to convince them why you should be mayor rather than your opponent, what would you say to a resident of Bryson to convince them of that?
Well, basically, I would say if they're in agreement or they're, you know, glad of the past 8 years, you know, that what we accomplished, council and me. Basically, just you know, vote for me and support, and we'll be going through the same direction that we did the last 8 years. I don't believe in dirty politics, and so I have nothing to say against Rosalie that is running also to be mayor in Bryson. It's everybody's right to apply and look for support in town. But, like I said, if the past 8 years are in agreement with the population, I'm here to put another 4 years.